I'm going to keep this video short and sweet because my intuition, my feeling is that we have a very important window of opportunity which has opened to collapse this entire charade. And it's something I've been saying for some months, may have been saying for some months, but was particularly driven home last night by watching Dr. Vernon Coleman's latest video. He was talking about the adverse vaccine reactions and the crimes against humanity which are going on.
There should be inquests on every patient who dies within 28 days or even longer of a vaccine. But there won't be. Meanwhile, we have a horrifying avalanche of evidence showing that these damned vaccines are killing and maiming people, all for a disease which has been proved to be no more dangerous than the annual flu.
I'm just going to pause Dr. Vernon Coleman's video there to give you the death statistics as explained by UK Column News this week.
And this is the over 80s COVID deaths. These are the deaths of everybody over 80 that has been attributed to COVID-19. And you can see that that begins on the 28th of October 2020 and ends on the 20th of January 2021. Now, why have I chosen that date range? Well, because if we take the first vaccination, that's pretty much in the middle there. So let's compare the period before the first vaccine was delivered with the period following, and let's put a 7-day rolling average on that. And I think that, David, if I can say welcome to the programme, I think that's pretty clear that the 7-day rolling average for vaccine or for COVID deaths declared or claimed by the government is significantly higher post the vaccination delivery than pre the vaccination delivery.
Very significantly higher. And this is one of the warning signals that we should be expecting those charged with public health to be looking at very carefully. That's surely a warning sign that there could be something very terribly wrong.
There's no doubt in my heart or in my mind this is global genocide. How much longer are people going to be silent? How many need to die? How many need to be crippled? When will people like David Lammy admit that they're wrong and stop promoting a deadly vaccine? The evidence is incredible. I've got some papers here. A man and woman in South Dakota die a day after getting COVID vaccines. 32 nursing home residents die after COVID vaccines. Pemberley House care home deaths not related to a vaccine. Oh no, of course they weren't. John Hopkins scientist, a medical certainty, Pfizer vaccine caused death of Florida doctor. 181 dead in US during 2-week period from experimental COVID injections. Pfizer COVID vaccine shows alarming evidence of pathogenic priming in older adults. Do you know what pathogenic priming is, David Lammy? Do you know what it means? Do you know how evil it can be? Do you know how dangerous pathogenic priming? Do some bloody research. The World Health Organization says no guarantee COVID vaccines will prevent people being infected. California man dies several hours after vaccine. Coronavirus kills dozens at care homes. A letter of warning to the FDA, caution needed. Regulator report receives 81 reports. Nursing home whistleblower, seniors are dying like flies. Norway investigates 23 deaths. 33 elderly people dead after first dose. 55 Americans have died following mRNA injection. Norway, more deaths. Chinese health experts call to suspend Pfizer vaccine. 4 people died and 240 got COVID-19 in Israel after being injected. COVID-19 outbreak at nursing home infects 137 residents and kills 24. Seizures and paralysis due to encephalomyelitis. 2 people in India die. And so on and so on and so on. Portuguese health workers died. 10 dead. Morbidity and mortality weekly report. That thick. Fuck you, David Lammy. Fuck you, all those people who are allowing this. I'm not going to record this again. Thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair. Please put my videos on other platforms. Read the light paper, go to thelightpaper.co.uk. Watch Dr. Colin Barron, my friend Dr. Colin Barron's videos. And listen to my friend Richie Allen's radio show. Although it may feel like it at times, please remember, you're not alone. Thank you for watching.
I myself sent in a Freedom of Information request to the NHS Digital, originally to the Office of National Statistics, who then referred me to NHS Digital, which I did on the 29th of December. I was assured I would get a response within 20 days. Eventually it came through after 20 working days to tell me that they didn't have all of the information I required and were therefore denying my request. And similarly, people have gone to the MHRA asking for similar freedom of information requests, the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. So my feeling is now that what we all need to do is to stop dealing with faceless agencies like NHS Digital and Office of National Statistics and MHRA and start dealing with the chief executives responsible for those organisations and make them personally culpable and liable for what is currently going on. So I spent some time this morning researching various different names and faces for these crimes against the Nuremberg Code, because this is a giant medical experiment. I am absolutely certain that those people being injected with the experimental genetic engineering jabs have no idea of the full implications of what they are opening themselves to. There is not fully informed consent, and therefore it is in violation of the Nuremberg Code. And therefore, we are opening to a situation now where there have to be some 21st century Nuremberg trials to bring individuals to account, not organisations, not corporations, individuals who are responsible for those organisations, who are not taking action to stop the genocide which is going on. So your first port of call may well be Sir Simon Stevens. He's the chief executive of the National Health Service, and you can write to him at Skipton House, 80 London Road, London, SE1 6LH. I'll also give you an email on screen that you can send a letter to, because many of these head offices are closed and people are working from home. You may also want to drop a line to Amanda Pritchard. She's the NHS Chief Operating Officer, same address. The other person who is liable is Dr. June Rain, CBE. She is the acting chief executive, the interim chief executive of the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, the MHRA, and they are at 10 South Colonnade, Canary Wharf, London, E14, 4PU. Also, there is an email address, info@mhra.gov.uk, where if you put FAO June Rain in the title, your email will get to her, I was assured by someone on the switchboard there this morning. And that is, of course, in addition to writing to your MP and making them personally responsible, as well as perhaps writing to Boris Johnson and Matt Hancock. We are at a situation now, people, where this is the Achilles heel. It's important that we have decisive, focused action, because if we give a long laundry list of reasons why not and arguments against, it all just kind of gets lost. Whereas a simple communication, this is now in breach of the Nuremberg Code. There have to be Nuremberg trials of the 21st century to bring those to account for what is going on. And we, the people who you act for, you are public servants, and you are servants to us, the public. We demand action. We demand honesty. We demand an immediate cessation of this experimental genetic engineering injection program. And we want scientific proof for everything that has unfolded over the past year. We also want reparations for the damage caused to small businesses and livelihoods as a result of the lockdowns and everything that has gone on, including all medical injury, all deaths, and all damages which have been created by this government and all of the official agencies who have gone along with it. Simply following orders is not an excuse. We have to call these people into account, and I urge you to take action. Let us deluge these individuals with demands for the immediate cessation of this experimental genetic engineering program. Let us call these people to account. Lots of love. Bye for now.